This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. You know, I love my NFL football. Another winner last night. You know, I was in the sports handicapping business long before I ever got involved in politics. I'm still in that business at VegasWinners.com. People pay for my advice at VegasWinners.com. I gave out the Detroit Lions in the upset last night against the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Another big winner. But you know what disgusts me? I'm a bettor, okay? I'm betting on these games. I'm making money. I'm using them as a vehicle to make money. No different than if I may hate Disney, I may hate Target, I may hate all these publicly traded companies, Bed Bath & Beyond, which is now out of business, Bud Light, which is a parent company, Anheuser-Busch. That doesn't mean I wouldn't bet against them on Wall Street, right? And I do that in football. I bet on teams in order to make money. I'm using them as a vehicle to make money. It's got nothing to do with my love or hate, in this case, of the NFL. But I've loved the NFL since I'm a little kid, and now I hate it. And last night they played the Black National Anthem to start the football game. Now, they didn't show that on TV. That was in the opening ceremonies of the first NFL game of the year. They actually had the nerve to play the Black National Anthem. Can you imagine if I asked to play the White National Anthem? Or in the case of me, I'm Jewish, the Jewish National Anthem. Can you imagine? What if there's an Italian player? Remember, Franco Harris used to be half Black, half Italian. And they used to call it Franco's Italian Army. What if he asked to play the Italian National Anthem before games? How about the, there it is, the Godfather, the Italian National Anthem. What if we wanted to play what's the Irish National Anthem, Chris? You got that? It's probably you too. Sunday, Bloody Sunday would be the Irish National Anthem. But can you imagine if I asked to play the White National Anthem before football games? Why not? If you could play the Black National Anthem, I could play the White National Anthem. Matter of fact, it should be automatic. Anytime you play one National Anthem, you have to play the other. If you play the Black one, you got to play the White one. This is so outrageous. But I don't care. I made money on the game. I made money on the NFL. Screw them. Screw them all. All right. I want to tell you about something happening in Nevada before I get to all the national news, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I've always believed what happens here doesn't stay here. It's an example of what's spreading all over the United States, or it's an example of what's happening all over the United States, and you don't know about it. So a good friend of the show is Chuck Muth. Chuck Muth is a conservative activist in Las Vegas, Nevada. And his newsletter came out today, and he talked about all the corruption in the Nevada legislature. And it turns out there are not one, not two, not three, but four. Four legislators, all Democrats, who voted to give organizations hundreds of thousands of dollars of your taxpayer money while they were about to join that organization. And so they get the organization $250,000, and they announce, hey, I'm the new president. Hey, I'm the new executive director. If this isn't the most incredible scandal and corruption you've ever heard, this must go on with every Democrat all across the United States. So I just want to read you a few highlights. Democrat Assemblywoman Michelle Gorlow, just days after the legislative session ended, the Nevada legislative session ended, cashed in on her vote to give the Arc of Nevada nonprofit $250,000 of taxpayer money. First of all, I don't see why taxpayers are giving money to nonprofits in the first place. What do I give a flying frick about your nonprofit? Your job is to go raise private funds for private citizens. Government should be banned and barred from giving taxpayer money to nonprofits, let alone one that you work for. So she announced on social media just days after giving them $250,000 that she was the new executive director at that nonprofit, the ARC, which was funded by public taxpayer dollars, and she voted to funnel that money to her new employer. So incredible. She needs to be in jail. Donald Trump? What did he do compared to this filth? This filth of Michelle Gorlow, she bragged about it on her Twitter account. I'm excited to announce I've joined the ARC of Nevada as executive director. You know what? You should be behind bars for years to come, decades to come. Donald Trump faces 500 years in prison when these pieces of garbage are the ones putting him there and they're laughing at us? And if that was enough, the scandal got worse. Turns out Democrat Assemblywoman Tracy Brown May is one of the quid pro quo's new bosses. She's on the board of directors of this nonprofit called the ARC, and she also voted to give her organization $250,000 without disclosing her obvious and undeniable conflict of interest. She'd also be in prison for the rest of her life. It's just incredible. Now, Democrat Assemblyman C.H. Miller voted to give his own nonprofit $100,000 during this legislative session. Did he disclose he's the president of the nonprofit? It's his nonprofit? And then the Nevada Globe reported yesterday, Assemblywoman Venetia Considine voted to give over $4 million. Now we're talking real money. $4 million to the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada, where she works as the Director of Development and Community Relations. Do you know what the Director of Development in the nonprofit world means? Fundraising. And she got $4 million of taxpayer money for her organization. That's why she has her job. You know, these assemblymen and assemblywomen in Nevada, they are paid almost nothing. They make like $35,000 a year. She probably gets $250,000 of salary for bringing in $4 million to the nonprofit. As a matter of fact, I'm probably aiming low. She probably gets a $250,000 salary plus a commission of 10% of the $4 million. So she got $400,000 plus $250,000. She probably got $650,000. These people all belong in jail. Every single one of them. A, if you didn't disclose it, you should go to jail. And B, if you did disclose it, you still should go to jail. Because you're a freaking criminal. Unbelievable what's happened to our country. Our country's been lost because all the politicians are criminals. Everyone on the left is a criminal. They all belong in prison. They're all traitors to America, and they're all thieves. Just like Joe and Hunter Biden, they're all thieves who've ripped our country off and stolen the taxpayers' money. But then on the right, they're pretty bad, too. Because on the right, how come no one dug this up? How come it took Chuck Muth and the Nevada Globe to dig it up? How come none of the Republican legislators saw this, noticed it, and commented on the floor about this? Probably because their fingers are in the same pie. What a joke. All right. Another story that is just frightening. Left-wing organizations, a group of 22 left-wing organizations, announced yesterday the formation of a coalition to spend over $500 million in a campaign to influence local media outlets because they don't think they're left-wing enough. They don't think they're biased enough. The media that's 100% on the side of Democrats, they want to spend $500 million to make sure you're even more on the side of Democrats. Pointing to recent declines in local media, such as the shuttering of roughly 2,500 newspapers since 2005. I never thought I'd say this, but good. Good riddance. I hope all of you are going in hell. Newspapers are all liberal pieces of crap that should only be used to line the bottom of a birdcage where they can take a crap on the newspapers, okay? And for my dog Bubba to take a crap. That's what newspapers are for. Because you're all communists. And that's why you're all out of business. 2,500 out of business. Now they're going to put $500 million into grants to support local media outlets, provide them with resources, and assist in developing, get this, collaborative efforts such as legal support groups and membership programs. The leading group in the coalition is the MacArthur Foundation, which has promised at least $150 million of the $500 million. MacArthur has contributed to other far-left organizations such as Planned Parenthood, the Environmental Defense Fund, and the Tides Foundation. Another member of the coalition is the Knight Foundation, pledging another $150 million, which has given millions to nine different universities and nonprofit groups in order to combat, get this, disinformation in communities of color. In other words, if you say something bad about black people, you're a liar and it's misinformation. If you tell a lie on behalf of black people, that's good. That's wonderful. Just lie, lie, lie. The remaining $200 million will be contributed by the other 20 groups, among which is the Democracy Fund, run by progressive billionaire Pierre Omidyar. I believe he founded eBay, if I'm not mistaken, who once gave $130,000 to the Center for Internet Security to establish a portal for targeting conservative social media posts as misinformation in the 2020 presidential campaign. Another group is the Ford Foundation, which donated $15 million in 2021 to launch the Black Feminist Fund. Folks, this is, without any question, now a fact. The media isn't liberal enough for these people, and their goal is to not let it be biased liberal, to make it a one-party communist nation and destroy everyone on the right. That's their goal. Wow. And they tried to do it to MyPillow and Mike Lindell. He is the sponsor of this show, MyPillow and Mike Lindell. 20th anniversary, they've sold over 80 million pillows. They're offering the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. And you just go to MyPillow.com. You put in the promo code ROOT, my last name, R-O-O-T. You get the best sale price and the biggest discount ever at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Roof for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Get the best podcasts at usapodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Fry.
USA News on demand.
Good stuff.
The good
Day Download.
The next step in Good Day Download with Doug and Jake Kirshner.
War.
Way out of the room.
Into the paranormal.
Into the paranormal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USAPodcasting.com. USAPodcasting.com.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne on the Roof. The Roof's on fire. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health changed my life. It's not a traditional weight loss program. Those don't work. We all know that. It is a life-changing, complete health program with fat loss as an amazing side effect. You notice I didn't say weight loss. It's got nothing to do with weight loss. If you lose weight, great. But it's all about fat loss, and it's about health. This is the last program you will ever be on. John and Chelsea Jubilee guarantee it with their money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? Nothing. I didn't know I had an ounce of fat to lose, yet I lost 25 pounds of fat, including dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle and intercellular hydration in only 88 days. That was almost 3 years ago. Look and feel the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and it's easy. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Discover how intercellular hydration can help reduce medications, reverse ailments, and shed fat fast without restrictive diets or painful exercise. Right now, you get 40% off by mentioning WAR, just my initials, Wayne Allen Root. 40% off. Just say WAR. Go to energizedhealth.com or call them at 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So I want to quickly mention, this is kind of the most unimportant news on the show, then I'll get to really important news. Spotify's $1 billion podcast bet on big starring names is a gigantic failure. They bet on Harry and Meghan, as in the, you know, the ex-prince or the Prince of England, and Kim Kardashian and the Obamas, Michelle and Barack. And it's a loser as the company hemorrhages $600 million in 6 months. All of their podcast deals have tanked. That's what happens when you bet on politically correct woke liberals. You tank every time. It's unbelievable. Now let's mention really important and serious news. This is called science fraud. Pfizer's COVID jab placebo control group did not get a placebo with saline in it. They were given the Moderna vaccine instead.
This is new research published at preprints.org reveals so-called placebo ejections by Pfizer in the vaccine trials were not placebos. So let me explain what they say happened. I'm just explaining what they claim happened. They claim that you got control group A and B. A is supposed to get the Pfizer vaccine. B gets saline, meaning water, salted water, right? And so B gets nothing. And then you watch the two groups. And if a lot of people die getting the vaccine in A and no one dies in B, then you know it's good. And if a lot of people die in A and a lot of people die in B, then you also might twist the words around and say it's good. That's what they claim Pfizer did. Instead of putting saline in group B of the control group in the vaccine trials, they didn't put saline in. They put actual other vaccine from Moderna in. So if 50 people died in the trial from Pfizer and 50 people died in the trial from Moderna, if it had been saline, it would have been 50-0. No one would have died. And you'd go, wow, the vaccine's deadly. But they substituted Moderna, which was just as deadly as Pfizer, theoretically. So if 50 people died here and 50 people died there, they claim that just as many died with the placebo, therefore the vaccine must be safe. It is such a scam. It is such a fraud. Now, again, this is an opinion show. It's my opinion. And this is coming from another group that I'm quoting. I wasn't there to see this. I didn't witness it. But this is what preprints.org has revealed. If this is true, Pfizer should be sued for $1 trillion, and all the money they made on the vaccine should be taken back. It is the fraud of all time. All right, one more story that I got to tell you. I honestly thought it was Babylon Bee. I thought it was a joke. Because Joe Biden, the man who's opened the border and let every pedophile and every murderer and every MS-13 and every piece of human garbage in and every drug dealer and every drug trafficker and every bit of fentanyl and heroin and cocaine into our country and destroyed our country because we no longer have borders, finally reconsiders and believes in a border. You're not going to believe this. You're just not going to believe it. It's not the Babylon Bee. Joe Biden's staff says he's considering an executive order to require illegal aliens to remain in, you think I'm going to say Mexico? No, Texas. Illegal aliens that come to Texas have to remain in Texas. They can't leave. Texas can't ship them to deep blue cities like New York and Chicago and L.A. because those cities are complaining that illegals are destroying their cities and crapping and peeing all over their cities and using drugs all over their cities and mugging and robbing and murdering all over their cities and killing people in drunk driving accidents all over their cities and financially destroying their cities. So he's going to demand they stay in the red state of Texas to destroy Texas. Wow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now!
U.S. USA News Update. Trump White House official Peter Navarro found guilty yesterday of contempt of Congress charges for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Apple releasing a significant security update for iPhones and iPads yesterday to patch a newly discovered security weakness in the device's system software. The issue, apparently, is that the software flaw is being actively exploited to deliver commercial spyware called Pegasus. Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a Category 5 storm. That storm is likely not done strengthening yet. The latest analysis of the megastorm this morning shows Lee has sustained wind speeds of around 165 miles an hour, and it is expected to get winds around 180. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Roots on Fire, Spike Warrior, is the, you know, the, my fans call me the conservative warrior, so it's only fitting that I'm here to talk about Spike Warrior, right? Two birds of a feather. We love Spike Warrior. I'm a man of solutions, and this is the most exciting solution ever from Spike Warrior. The question I get asked 100 times a day is, what's the solution if I took the poisonous COVID vaccine? What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Feels like I've got a grenade standing, you know, I'm standing on a grenade, right? I'm in big trouble here. Now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from spikewarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever. Naturally turns your body into a spike protein eating machine, like a Pac-Man eating up the spike proteins. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of patent pending no covidium and get a second bottle free. Two for the price of one, one for you, one for someone you love, or two for you. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn. That's spikewarrior.com. Promo code WAR. Two for the price of one. And then I always have to say this disclaimer. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, we've got our guest here. Daniel Greenfield is with us, reporter at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, investigative journalist at Front Page Magazine. FrontPageMag.com is the website, FrontPageMag.com. And he's the author of the new book, The Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. Daniel Greenfield, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thank you. You gave me a little too much credit. That is actually the great David Horowitz's book.
Oh, it is.
All
right, very good.
But it is a fantastic book, and everybody should get it.
You know what's funny, Daniel, is I just wrote a column that came out yesterday, went viral, it's everywhere, and the title is, if Trump doesn't win in 2024, he won't just be the last Republican president ever, he'll be the last Republican, period. Because the way they act with Trump in power from 16 to 2020, and the way they act with a Republican Congress right now, Democrats are so cocky, and they do whatever they want to do, and they arrest who they want to arrest, and they indict who they want to indict, and they censor who they want to censor, and they ban and suspend who they want to ban and suspend, and they try and destroy your life, and they ruin the schools, and they've ruined the energy industry, and the inflation is massive to kill the middle class, and they've done all this with lots of Republicans in power. So if we were to lose the House, the Senate, and the presidency next year, I believe we would become a one-party rule system, and Democrats could do anything they want, and I believe they would call us all domestic terrorists, outlaw the name Republican, outlaw your ability to call yourself a Republican, because you'd be a domestic terrorist, and there will never be another elected Republican. How about that one?
Absolutely, we'd be looking at North Korea. We're getting a small preview of that in places like New York and California, where they're actively investigating, criminalizing political dissent, but it's only going to get worse from here. And some Republicans think they can play both sides, they can engage in bipartisanship. There's no bipartisanship here. Maybe there's some moderate Democrats, but they ultimately all answer to the left. No matter how moderate they pretend to be, we've seen this with Joe Biden, there are puppet masters behind him, and once the puppet masters start moving their hands, they're going to call for the same things, imprisonment, arrest, censorship of any political opponent.
So I see you wrote a column, Daniel Greenfield. It's Biden administration freed illegal aliens brought in by an ISIS smuggler. So why would we assume that none of them are terrorists who might go on to commit an atrocity like 9/11? And why would we assume that this one group must have gotten caught? Why would we assume that there aren't hundreds each day coming into the country who are terrorists with our open border?
Oh, we absolutely know that there is over 1,000 who have been flagged, who come across the border, who have some sort of connection to either terrorism or who are suspected of that. And again, that is, those are the people who actually walk up to you and they get caught. They're dumb enough to do that. Anybody who is smart, sophisticated enough, anybody who's professional enough to just come across the border and not get caught, and it's not that hard under Biden, those people can actually come in and do whatever the hell they want. A while back, we had a little viral video where a conservative journalist dressed as Osama bin Laden was able to get across the border. We all kind of people are absolutely getting across the border. And for that matter, we brought in over 100,000 Afghans, vetted not by us, as Biden says, but by the Taliban. We've already had the worst massacre of Muslims by another Muslim, by one of these Afghan refugees. There are so many ticking time bombs here that we don't even have the words for them. And the Biden administration is thriving on this. The worse things get, the more they'll have the ability to crack down on the rest of us, because they're not going to crack down on Islamic terrorists. We've seen this already after September 11th. They're going to use whatever regulations they have to crack down on terrorists. They're going to use them to go after us.
Right. And last I saw, they were trying to give great plea bargain deals to the terrorists who literally were the leaders of 9/11. Of 3,000 Americans died, and they were the ringleaders who planned it all and carried it out and coordinated it. And the Biden administration is trying to give them plea bargain deals. Why would we plea bargain with murdering terrorists?
Biden followed up on Obama's work by releasing just about every single terrorist out of Gitmo. They freed them. They sent them to Saudi Arabia, to Pakistan, to any place that would have them. Some of them actually went right back to terrorism. There are a handful of terrorists that they could not legally free. One of those is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of September 11th, and plenty of other terrorist attacks. Last month, 9/11 families got this form letter from the Department of Justice saying, we're going to try to reach a plea deal with these people. And there are now negotiations back and forth over what this plea deal is going to look like. And we know the eventual outcome. They're going to be allowed to serve out their prison sentence within the mainland of the United States. They're going to have all the possible privileges. And at some point, you know, we're going to send them to the Saudi terrorist rehab or some other rehab center. And they're going to enjoy their retirement being feted and applauded by every other terrorist that's come around.
They must just think we're the dumbest nation in the world, filled with naive fools. And in reality, I don't even think that's true. I think, Biden is not the real president. I mean, he's a brain-dead zombie. I think that Obama is the man calling all the shots. And Obama has a, I don't know what the right word is, predilection. I don't know, a love affair with Islam. And he's very soft on Islamic terrorism and Islamic terrorists. And he knows exactly what he's doing. And everything that's happening in this country, by the way, they know exactly what they're doing. Democrats want to destroy the America that you and I love, Daniel. I think that's pretty clear.
They absolutely do. Right now, people who are patriots are being called traitors. The real traitors are the ones who are actually in power. They've dismantled every single protection we had against terrorism, and they redirected those protections. They redirected them against anybody who speaks out against them. This is what we're facing here. And we have actually continued to experience Islamic terrorist attacks and terrorist plots. There's not barely a month that goes by without something happening. You just don't read about it in the news. You don't hear about it. And if you do hear about it, it's like for a day or two, and it quickly disappears. If there's a mass shooting, then it's on 24 hours, 7 days a week for a whole month. If there's an Islamic terrorist attack, it vanishes right away.
I read today, you know, I've got a show that comes out tomorrow. It's my weekend show on Real America's Voice TV network, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root. It airs tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And, you know, one of my biggest stories, if not the biggest story, was what I thought was a Babylon Bee headline. I couldn't imagine it was real, yet it is real. The Biden administration right now is considering, and you know that means they're going to do it, an executive order that will make sure that the state of Texas, every illegal has to remain in Texas. Not remain in Mexico, remain in Texas. They can't be shipped to blue cities and blue states that are going bankrupt because illegals will destroy your whole system and commit massive crimes and sex crimes and every other murder and drunk driving and all the other problems that come with it. And they just overwhelm you with debt, try to give them welfare and health care and everything else they give them. So the blue states and the blue cities don't want them anymore. So it's going to be a remain in red state or remain in Texas policy. I thought it was a Babylon Bee joke. It couldn't be real. It is real.
Absolutely. New York City, Chicago, D.C., all these cities have been screaming, we don't want to be sanctuary states anymore. The mayor of Philly, who danced the whole jig when he announced that the city was going to become a sanctuary city, Jim Kenney, he doesn't want to be a sanctuary city anymore. So what is the Biden administration doing? It's not actually stopping the flow of illegal aliens. What it's doing is it's going to order them to remain in Texas and track them to see if they leave Texas, because the whole point of this is to change America's demographics. It's to turn red states blue, and Texas was their number one target. That is why they're doing this. They're claiming it so the illegal aliens would be nearby so they can deport them. Texas is 250,000 square miles. You know, if they actually said you have to remain within 5 miles of the border, it would make some kind of sense. There's absolutely no reason not to say have them remain near the border in California, have them remain near the border in Texas. No, it's specifically to poison Texas, and it's also payback because Texas has been busing them to other places like New York City, and now they're going to say, no, we're going to make sure they stay in Texas because this is our plan. It is part of our plan to destroy you.
Just incredible. My question to you is, Daniel, as we head out for the segment, we're going to a news break and everything else, the advertising break. So my question is, what's the answer? I mean, to me, we're destroyed here. Everything's against us. The government is weaponized. They've got the law enforcement. They got the DOJ. They got the FBI. They got the courts. And they got the media. And it seems like we're fighting a losing battle and America's finished. Is there any hope? Tell me the hope.
Total weaponization. That's what we're talking about here. That's what the left is doing to us. They've totally weaponized every part of the government. Republicans don't think this way. They need to think this way. There are some who are state governors who started waking up, look at what are the things that we can do to hurt the left, to hurt them economically, take out their corporations, change the regulations so that they actually lose districts, hurt them in any possible way, total full-spectrum dominance. This is really the only answer short of a civil war, frankly. And Republicans need to wake up and do total weaponization because it's being done to us.
I agree. I've written columns about it. I agree totally. Daniel Greenfield, reporter at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, investigative journalist at Front Page Magazine. You can find him at frontpagemag.com. And we thank you for being on the show. Thank you, Daniel. God bless. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Right now, you can eliminate odor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Watch this show on a regular basis, know how I feel about the COVID vaccine. It's a disaster. It's a tragedy. Worst mistake in the history of healthcare. It's probably not a mistake. It seems like it's a purposeful bioweapon to destroy us and kill as many of us as possible. The cover-up makes that clear. The cover-up is incredible. All they have to do is say, you know what? We made horrible mistakes, and we're suspending the vaccine program. No, they're doubling down, they're tripling down, they're quadrupling down. But here is a cardiologist, a famed cardiologist, Dr. Anish Koka, has expressed his regret at regurgitating the party line. Does that sound like communism? Regurgitating the party line on mRNA vaccines being safe and effective for young people, vowing he would never behave the same way ever again. Koka, a cardiologist with degrees from Penn State and Temple University, trained at Jefferson Health, said he certainly saw an increase in heart conditions at his Philadelphia clinic after mRNA vaccines were rolled out in mass, like many of us in the cardiology community did. It's undeniable, he stressed. And Koka was especially regretful about his personal role in propagandizing for the vaccine. My running around saying it's safe and effective and giving it to 17-year-olds, given that most of the patients that were in the vaccine studies weren't 17 years old, I wasn't technically correct. I wasn't correct at all in saying it was safe and effective because there weren't enough people in that group to say that, emphasizing he would not give it to low-risk people ever again. That was a mistake on my part. He is particularly concerned by a Thai study that found an alarming number of cardiac injuries among minor teens given the Pfizer vaccine, particularly as the Moderna vaccine has been shown to have myocarditis rates 3 to 4 times higher than Pfizer. I didn't even know that. This study tells you if you roll this vaccine out to millions and millions of 18 to 18-year-olds, you're going to have a significant number of clinical myocarditis cases. This is a very cardioactive vaccine. You know, I'm a son of a butcher. I guess I'm just a plain talker. You know, I'd love to take every word this guy just said and put it in real language. Basically, what he said is, I'm a liar. I listen to liars at the CDC and the FDA and at Pfizer and Big Pharma and the Biden administration. They lied. They committed fraud. They put out propaganda. I regurgitated it like a sheeple. I'm terrible. I'm guilty of murder. I'm guilty of hurting people. I would never do it again. I apologize profusely. I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. I'm a killer. I'm guilty of mass crimes against humanity. And when you say this is a very cardioactive vaccine, you're saying, you know what? This vaccine sucks. This vaccine is a killer, and it kills and injures and cripples so many people. And then he should say, put his hands up and say, just take me away to prison. But he doesn't quite say that, does he? Not quite. Wow. This is just the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. Just incredible. You know, just in the last day, a comedian, a very favorite Vegas comic named Geechee Guy, died at the age of 59 years old. They found him unresponsive in his bed when he didn't show up to work for 2 days in a row. His mother kept calling, and can you imagine, he's 59 years old, and his mommy kept calling, and nobody else knew, and his mommy said, we need a call by the police to his house. You know, welfare call, welfare check. And he was dead in his bed. Now, am I his doctor? No. Do I know his condition? No. Did he do drugs? Maybe. Is he an alcoholic? Maybe. He's a comedian. Typical unhealthy lifestyle. But did the vaccine have something to do with his death? Well, we don't know. But I'd love to ask, was he vaccinated? That's the question I keep pounding home. That's the question I keep begging everyone to ask. Every person that dies, you've got to find out, were they vaccinated? Every person that's sick and is still alive, you got to ask them, were you vaccinated? And you're going to see a pattern, like Love Canal in Buffalo in the 1970s. Everybody came up with cancer. There was a pattern. It turned out a corporation had dumped toxic waste. That waste got in the groundwater. All those kids drank the groundwater. They came up with brain tumors, brain cancer, and they died. Folks, it's the same thing. This is the Love Canal of the 2023, except it's the entire United States and the entire world, and all these poor, innocent children are going to die. And a lot of them won't die. They'll just be crippled the rest of their life, lying in bed, unable to move because their heart is so weak. And nobody cares, and no one's doing a thing about it. And if you just bothered to ask, every kid that's got myocarditis, you'd find every one of them was vaccinated, 99.9%. And then you'd know, and you'd see the pattern, and that's why they don't want to ask. Megyn Kelly, the famous gorgeous blonde who used to be Fox News host and anchor woman, and now she's got her own podcast. She regrets getting the COVID vaccine after receiving a VAIDS diagnosis, autoimmune issue. Again, let me say it a little less nice. Autoimmune issue, that means she could die. That means she's going to have a terrible immune system the rest of her life. That means she could get turbo cancer. It comes roaring and destroys you because you have no immune system to fight cancer anymore. Pennsylvania high school quarterback needs a miracle after collapsing mid-game. Why would a high school kid collapse in the middle of a game? And the answer to me is obvious. He probably took the vaccine. You just need to ask. Someone needs to ask. All right, as we go out of this show, Lindell, we're back on the radio with USA Audio. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment, Score Blue. It's the new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra. Better than the original Viagra. The cost is insanely low. Just $5 per pill rather than the $80 or $90 per pill they charge for the original Viagra. Exclusively available from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, scoreblue.com. No one else has permission to sell it. Only scoreblue.com. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, put in the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaru to check out, get 20% off your first order. Scoreblue.com, promo code WAR, scoreblue.com. Even conservatives love to score. We'll be right back on the radio. We're done for the week on Lindell TV. We'll see you on Monday. God bless. RootForAmerica.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.